You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, there is no offseason for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a big difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn much more. All right. And here we go with some tweets as we wrap up this Football Friday edition. I love this. This came from, Demost8. Derek tweets. He says, come on, bro. He goes, LOL. He goes, Vic, you can't do a tease like that when we still have to wait 24 hours. Well, you know what? Keep waiting. I'm sorry, buddy. It's going to be worth the wait. This is spectacular. This piece is just going to be for, and I, the only hint I'll give you is it ties into Father's Day, but it's something you were only going to get on clevelandbrowns.com. And I'm going to gather that once it's out there, probably a lot of national affiliates are going to pick that up as well. Let's see. This is also regarding the competition at quarterback. Michael, MP Strat, Michael says, let them, meaning Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer, play it out. This day-to-day BS is unnecessary regarding the quarterback competition. Well, it probably is unnecessary. I agree with that. But get used to it. It's going to continue. It's not going away. And, in fact, once we get to training camp, and here's what I want to get into. We've got 6 weeks, basically, between now and the next time the Browns are on a football field, and it will be for training camp. That will be the conversation. It's going to be the narrative, and it's not going away. So get used to it. There will probably be more intensive discussion about this quarterback situation probably than any that occurred even in the last few years with Brandon Whedon around here.
Yeah, there will be, and that's just the nature of the beast in the National Football League. When you, as a Browns organization, did draft Johnny Manziel and all of the high profile that comes with him, you are going to have that. Again, I'll reiterate real quickly, Vic, what I said yesterday, though. I'm hopeful a lot of what Johnny Manziel has just experienced for the last virtually 4 weeks now has made a real indelible impression on him. I'm betting that it has, Vic, because you know the kid wants to be the starter. But I think he also realizes that that this fella that he's watched for 4 weeks by the name of Brian Hoyer has set the kind of example and set the type of tone that has made the head coach Mike Patton say right now it's decisive that Hoyer is number one. Now, will Manziel use that to continue to build in his growth while he's away from the football team? Got a feeling he might.
Yeah, he might. It's an interesting point, by the way, perspective from the Texans. Bill O'Brien, their head coach, was doing a Q&A at a Houston high school, I think it was yesterday, and he was asked whether that team had considered Johnny Manziel with the top overall pick for a quarterback. He said no. He said they spent a lot of time studying him, had great meetings with him, called him a bright guy, said he really enjoyed watching him play in college, but didn't see the fit in the Texans offense. Now, keep in mind what the Texans did. Fourth round, they take Tom Savage from Pitt. They've got Ryan Fitzpatrick there, and it's basically going to be probably Ryan Fitzpatrick's show for this year until they see what Tom Savage is all about. But here was an interesting thing. He maybe was just being politically correct, but he said, you know, we have a vision for our team, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, and Johnny's in a great situation in Cleveland. So that was from Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Texans, saying he didn't see the fit there. All right, we want to thank for being part of this show Jim Corbett of USA Today. Great stuff from him. Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. And I'll say it one more time. Go onto our site tomorrow. Go onto it all the time, but go onto it tomorrow and check out a special, special Father's Day piece that he has put together. It will blow you away. He's also going to have a piece on Mike Pettine on Sunday. Father-son combo there with his dad, the great legendary football coach from Pennsylvania. Want to thank our tremendous producer, Jason Gibbs, for just a great job all week putting our shows together, the practices, the sound, the press conferences of Mike Pettine. We're going to get back together. And I want to thank my friend Michael Regai for being is filling in for beautifully for Nathan Zagura.
Pleasure's all mine, Vic. Yeah. You know that. We'll see you out here. We'll see you next week.
And we'll get together again next week. I know there's some slots, or at least one slot you're going to fill in. And then Nathan is back with me on Monday. Please enjoy the weekend. And all you dads out there, a heartfelt happy Father's
Way
Day to
go,
you.
Dads.
And same to you, my friend.
Have a tremendous weekend, dads.
Stay tuned. Julie and Gerard are coming up next. For Michael, I'm Vic. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.